Canon Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/Canman. Over 75,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, iPod, Zune, or MP3 player.
Just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Canman Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by, discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. They're strong and handsome and sometimes shy, but always fly. Sometimes shy, the Can Man guy.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How's it going? Joining me tonight is not Kevin Kappas. He's got a sick one at home again. But to my left tonight, we've got James W. Kelly. If you're formal.
If you're very formal. How are you, Chad?
Pretty good. Good to have you here. Next to him is Dan Alpers.
What it is.
Dantastic. How are you?
Thank
you.
I'm wonderful. Thanks good. For asking.
Good. And not the gay Corey. Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls.
How are you?
Not the gay Corey.
And joining us a little bit later tonight, maybe, will be Titania Lynn. Did I pronounce it right?
I think so.
We'll have to check with her when she gets here. She is a cover of June, July's Playboy's Voluptuous Beauties. Is that what it
Something
was called?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
June, July, it covers
wow.
2 months.
She was on the cover.
Yeah, but it covers 2 months. That's yeah. hardly yeah. fair.
Well, it's a special edition.
So it's the mid-month special. Okay, midsummer.
Yeah, they don't do, like, it's not like the magazine that does a regular
show.
I used to have a prescription to that magazine.
I never did.
Yeah.
She is on a tour of the United States. She's a model. And if you're a photographer that likes nude models, she is available for hire to help with her help you with your portfolio. She does not nude stuff, but normally she's naked. So if you're interested, we'll ask her for more information later in the show. If as long as she makes it here, she's coming from Madison and she had some car problems.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, she's from Milwaukee, but they had a tire problem and an oil pan problem and. So she's anticipating to be here about 9 o'clock tonight.
If she breaks down on the side of the road, I guarantee she's not going to have any trouble getting help.
Yeah.
Well, she should be here sometime before the show is over.
Helen, Iowa. I'm pretty. Go ahead.
Hey, what?
So she's our first real celebrity guest on the show. Really?
Yeah.
Have we had any celebrities on?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Tim.
Tim Arnold.
Yeah.
He's kind of not really.
Elizabeth will be a celebrity someday, maybe.
She is. Yeah. She's on the cover of Hoopla magazine.
She is.
A local celebrity. And
Tim may not be a celebrity yet, but he's awesome. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Elizabeth won the Converse thing.
Yeah.
So that got her some exposure.
Yeah. I guess so. And now she's on the cover of this Hoopla magazine thing for Theater Rapids production of Rent, which I saw on Thursday night, and it was awesome.
Yeah. You guys need to go see it.
Very good.
You guys out there in radio land.
Let me.
I like that you said it right to me, though, when you said it.
You, Corey, I demand. You're going to go right this minute?
It's running every weekend through the end of July.
Yeah.
So, and they might add another week on because it's been selling so well, which wouldn't surprise me if they did.
Oh, they'll
but
do
Casey, I talked to Casey Prince, the managing director of the theater. He's not 100% sure if they're going to add that last weekend on. Just kind of depends on how things go. Elizabeth. And Timmy's in there, so they're both in there. Yeah. But let me give a little bit of a review of the show. I've seen the movie. I've never seen it done on stage before. DeAndre Neville plays Angel in this one, and the performance that he gave in this show blew my mind. Blew my mind. I was in West Side Story with him a few years ago, and he's grown up so much, and his talent, I'm just blown away. Amazing. Elizabeth, amazing in the show. She plays Maureen, who is one of the character Mark's ex-boyfriends who's dating a woman, left him for a girl. But she plays this, what do they call them, performance artists?
Yeah.
She plays this performance artist who's trying to save this neighborhood from destruction, and she's doing this protest. And Elizabeth, I think, was born to play this role.
Yeah.
I mean, the way she was in there, amazing. But DeAndre, oh my God. The rest of the cast, so good. The only issues I had with the show were technical. It was a little bit tough to hear some of the people. I think that the guy who played Tom Collins did a great job, but he sings so low, I couldn't hear him sometimes. So it was tough to follow the show sometimes when he was singing. But other than that, great show. I highly recommend checking it out. If you're a fan of Rent, these guys do a first-rate production of it.
It's only $30 a ticket.
I don't know if it's actually $30, but it's running every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the end of the month.
Wow. So, how much their website, Chad?
TheaterCR.org.
Yeah.
Is theater, it spelled the wrong way?
Theatre.
It's spelled the
English way.
Well, it's spelled the not a building theater. It's spelled the art. So that's R-E.
Theatre.org.
Yeah. So, yes, you'll have to go see it. It's very, very good. Amazing. And you and Timmy, we were picking on him after the show. I think he's the oldest guy in the cast, you can tell.
Probably.
Yeah. Just by looking at him, Timmy, I love you, man. But I wasn't kidding when I called you grandpa after the show.
Yeah, that's pretty good though, because the last big production was Hair. I mean, there was the producers in between, but he had a pretty nice role in Hair too. So yeah. he's doing quite well for himself. It's good to see.
Yeah, he's in the chorus in this one, but you see a lot of him.
Yeah,
and then got to see. I mean, there's a lot of people I knew that were in the show, but. Elizabeth and DeAndre and Timmy and Derek Vandermillen, who a couple years ago they did Aladdin Jr. He played the genie, and I did his makeup. And he's grown up so much since then, too. I mean, amazing. It was nice. Cool to see everybody in the show. And a lot of newcomers, a lot of new actors in the show.
Well, it's Rent. It's always going to bring out a lot of closeted theater nerds.
Yeah.
I like the way you use the word closeted.
Well, it's Rent.
Yeah.
Not everyone is gay.
No.
Well, are they?
I'm a thespian. No, not what you think I said. No, I'm a thespian. I don't like other women, okay? I do theater, okay?
In the show, like, two-thirds of the men in the show are gay.
Easily. Yeah, that's true.
Same with the women.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean
that. I think there's, two straight guys and a straight girl?
Yeah.
Isn't Mark gay, or is he ambiguous? I don't know. I mean, Mark is the one that
his girlfriend left him
right for the lesbian.
No, he's pretty straight.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I don't know if he went gay.
I forgot about the landlord. I think he counts too.
Yeah,
Mr. Hooper.
No,
what
the guy? We like Kate Diggs.
Not the guy on. That's the guy from Sesame Street.
Who's the guy from Three's Company then?
That would be Mr. Roper.
Roper.
Yeah,
I knew it was
a
purr in there somewhere.
So, my favorite is Rent 2.
Mr. Hooper.
The sequel with Homer Simpson.
Electric Boogaloo?
No, I wish.
Oh, God, that. I saw that.
From the Behind the Laughters. Where is the rent? I must have the rent. Dollars, dimes, and nickels. I need them all right now. And they said, I literally chewed the scenery. And he holds up a piece of brick.
Nice.
Teeth marks in it. So... Yeah, Corey, I got to ask something. Does this say Road Ranger pop in the mouth?
Pop in the mouth. Yep. I almost bought their big glass with the handle on it.
I'm not, I think that needs to have a photograph next to
Everything at Road Rager splooges, doesn't
and
it?
This is,
it,
by the way, going to eliminate them of ever being a sponsor of this show, but everything at Road Ranger is a bit gay. Okay, yeah, just the name bit. Of the place, okay, Road Ranger. It's right, so well, close to Rump Ranger that it's frightening.
Oh, right. My God.
Well, yeah, and that's what they were. That was the in that Jim Carrey movie where Love at First Bite.
Never saw.
Was that Love at First Bite?
Oh wait, no, yeah, I saw.
No,
that.
I never saw that.
I don't know the Jim Carrey movie where he's a teenager, he's a horny. It's like one of those coming of age movies, but yeah, he wants to be first once bitten.
Once bitten.
So like right after Earth Girls Are Easy, like real early.
I think
in his
it was
career.
Before that. It was really early in his career.
That was his first movie. Once bitten.
But one of the guys called him a Rump Ranger.
Yes. Nice. Yes. So, and someone else called him a butt pirate. I don't know what that means.
I don't really understand
what these terms mean.
For golden brown nuggets of loo.
I went to an all boys high school. So butt pirate was a fantastic, like that was a favorite insult. And then one year the theater department put on Pirates of Penzance.
Oh my God. and I got to say, great show. Good times.
That's a fantastic show.
And if you can do that, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Yeah, we had, actually the guy that played that role, Zachary Quinto.
Wow.
Of Spock and Heroes fame. Huh. So it was his debut performance at Central Catholic High School.
Wow. Nice. He was in all boys school too. Yeah.
No, actually his debut performance was John the Baptist in Godspell, but
that was one of his early performances in high school theater. Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so I just don't know what it is with convenience stores in Iowa. You have Come and Go, which my wife does not think is dirty, and she is wrong.
It's spelled.
Yeah.
Come.
K-U-M.
It's one letter
Come
off.
Oh, no, it's close enough.
Yeah.
I've seen writings where that's the way they spell it.
I know.
College isn't jet.
I just... She isn't jet.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, as bad as that is, it's still not as bad as the cum gum we were talking about last week.
That was disgusting.
I wasn't expecting that at all. Because Tony's like, we got to keep this a little bit clean because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people from Vinton, you know, small town listening. And who throws out the cum gum? Him.
Tony. Yeah.
That's crazy. I love you, Tony. That just made me laugh.
No, I had to comment. I couldn't pass by the pop in the mouth.
Yeah, pop in the mouth. Mm-mm. And it is a big splat.
And it looks like
it's kind of an angry looking splat,
like pissed off sperm.
Yeah, rage jizz.
Yeah, rage jizz. But all I can think of is that terrible Family Guy when they have that terrible Jackie Gleason impersonation.
Oh, pow, right in the kisser.
Yeah, when they have the fat guy strangler. And he's like, humming a, humming a, humming a, pow, right in the kisser. That's all I can... It's pop in the face.
Hey, kid, get out of here. I'm doing something.
Reminds me of Eddie Murphy in Delirious.
Yeah.
Norton, how'd you like to come over here and meet the butt?
Yeah.
Hamana, 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 hamana.
No, I just, sorry. I didn't mean to get us off track there, but that's, I could not help it.
Were we on a track?
No.
I don't think that's going to last very much longer.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'll buy it there because it's 59 cents.
You're just going to buy it there because it says pop in the mouth and you're going to snicker every time you get one, right?
Yeah, that too.
I
wouldn't shop there for the longest time because it was,
there used to be Quick Trip. Yeah, I used to work there.
I used to love Quick Trip.
Yeah,
and I was mad because they sold out.
I think they're this Middle Eastern company.
Yeah, I really don't like Road Ranger. I'll go there because it's pretty close to my house. But the reason I don't like them, they charge for air, the compressed air.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That drives me crazy. Like, there's a bunch of places that it's free.
But
Quick Shop, they donated to Variety Club or something.
Yeah,
it's got the gauge in the handle.
Yeah, but the Casey's
worth the 25 cents, man.
The Casey's literally across the street from them, or down the block, has the gauge and is free.
Yeah.
Really? Where is this?
But they
it's
don't
on 12th Street.
No, see, I live on Boyson, so mine aren't anywhere near.
The big difference between Quick Trip and Road Ranger, I mean, the inside looks pretty much the same. I don't think Road Ranger did much to it. But Quick Trip, at night when we worked there, we had to clean all the gas pumps and wipe down all the tile. And it looks dirty out there compared to what Quick Trip had. I mean, Quick Trip, they prided themselves on cleanliness. And
The Road Ranger is open 24 hours on First Avenue.
Yeah, that's why I use them, because Casey's closes.
Yeah, Casey's closes at 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So.
But they have fresh fruit. I mean, I could go to Casey's and get a banana.
Fresh fruit too,
yeah, they have bananas for 75 cents each or 50 cents each.
Dude, you can buy a pound for that.
You can buy a pound for 60 cents.
I'm telling you, one that much potassium should last you the whole day. Yeah. 50 cents for potassium.
Nice,
but I'm just saying, it's a terrible deal.
We used to call them K-sticks when I was in the military.
Nice, yeah. My brother used to hang banana bags when he was hungover because he was an EMT.
Hello. Yeah.
Nice. See, on that was on Thursday. Just went and saw Rent.
Yeah.
Go back to that. On Wednesday, on Wednesday, Chuck had found some tickets to Star Wars in concert.
Star Wars in concert.
Good. Oh,
I mean,
nice.
So $20 a ticket.
I got to know, how was the pizza?
The pizza was excellent.
Was it?
We had Happy Joe's. I don't know if Happy Joe's here has their new multi-grain crust. Oh, my God. Chuck was just, like, orgasming every time he took a bite of it. I'm telling you.
And they give me
this honey butter stuff, this honey butter spread that you dip your crust in that they gave you. Oh, my gosh. It was good. Nice. But here's something that I have a question. Since 1980s, have you guys heard of anybody jazzercising?
Actually, yes, but
it's a hipster thing now. Like, it's coming back.
And yeah, the
leotards are coming back with it.
Next to the Happy Joe's in Bettendorf, across the parking lot,
yeah,
is a jazzercise place.
Yeah. No,
I took a picture of the sign.
Hipsters are.
Would it be a studio or a gym?
It's a studio.
You're exercising, but you're dancing.
It's a studio.
You're jazzercising.
Yeah.
What exactly is jazzercising? Is it doing Pilates?
It's like
Taibo.
It's aerobics. It's aerobics.
It's a high
to
cardio.
Like jazz dance. Do they all go around jazz hands?
I don't know if they do jazz hands or not.
Oh, you do actually, but it's only at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you know the workout's over.
Jazz hands.
Nice.
I love these visual jokes in the audio medium. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
If anyone who's listening to the show doesn't know what jazz hands look like, they need to just stop listening now anyway.
No. Here, let me help you out. You take your left hand and hold it out to your left side. Your right hand, hold it out to your right side. Splay your fingers and shake.
Shake them all about.
Now I'm thinking, you know,
around.
One of my favorite movies is Dazed and Confused.
I like Dazed
and Confused. When they're talking about what they want to do when they grow up, and the one guy goes, I want to dance!
Nice.
That's just awesome.
Check your leader, man.
Check your leader. Are you cool, man?
I'm cool.
Are you cool, man?
I do love that movie. That movie describes a lot of my life for that period. I was a big fan of that movie, too.
Yeah, I never was a pothead, but that movie reminds me of Little League Baseball when I was a kid and playing for the Hiawatha Kids League and watching the older kids that were potheads go out. And
man, did I enjoy that for a time.
I bet.
That's a very pleasant diversion that I don't miss very much.
Okay.
But
cheese.
I miss cheese.
We saw Despicable Me on Saturday.
Yeah, how was it?
Did you like it?
Really good.
Wow.
They have an app now that you can run concurrent with the movie, and it actually translates.
It only works during the credits.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
They did that because they don't want people whipping out their cell phones.
It translates.
They call it minions.
The little guys.
Have you seen it yet?
No, but I've seen the IHOP commercials.
Yeah.
You can tell how good a movie is going to be or an animated movie is going to be based on some of their deals they make with corporate sponsorship, and you know how many commercials get run with IHOP in them. You know, so they have this IHOP menu for the Despicable Me minions. Yeah.
They were in line at Last Comic Standing New York,
so
and I had to play it back because I couldn't believe what I saw.
Yeah,
because the flash across, you know how you got all these comics in line, it flashed across and then the person, three minions, person.
Nice.
What the hell was that? Really cool. And it went by in under a second.
You know, it's not up. You know, it's not like Pixar sort of has people spoiled because they see animated movies, but then they want to see, you know, animated movies that are films, essentially, not just, you know, kids' movies.
Right.
This is a really great animated movie. It's not going to be confused with any fine cinema. It's not going to be an Oscar contender. Steve Carell is fine. He does, you know, voices. He's pretty funny. But it's really, you know, quite enjoyable. Much more cartoony than a lot of Pixar's movies are.
The children are sleeping in bombs.
Yeah.
People have to be. I saw that in a preview. I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah. People get blown up with like 40 missiles and they just have the black soot face thing going on. So it's not
nice. It's older. It's like Warner Brothers.
It's good stuff. It's very much, you know, cartoon physics involved, which is great. You know, and it's a real enjoyable movie. My wife actually took our niece and nephew, who she was babysitting today, to see it. And the girl, she's going to be in second grade, and she was all worried that it was going to be too scary for her. So she had, like, her hands over her eyes for the beginning. And then by the end, she's like, I want to go again tomorrow.
Nice.
And Emily's like, I don't want you tomorrow, so go right ahead. Because it costs $6.50 to get in here.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, that's funny.
It is funny.
Yep.
But the Star Wars in concert?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's John Williams.
John Williams wasn't there. They had some other guy.
I know, but
some John other Williams, guy.
It's his orchestra.
Anthony Daniels was there.
Yeah, it's John Williams' that's music. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, that's all I mean.
Well, I mean, imagine, if you will, going to a movie in the theater, but the orchestra is right there in front of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what you get. On top of that, a laser light show. And
do they play the movie while the
not the whole movie?
Yeah. I was gonna say, what is it? New Hope is,
well, no, they go through everything.
Yeah, oh my, okay.
And there are sequences that go along with the chosen piece of music.
Right.
The basically, Anthony Daniels puts together the story of Star Wars over the six movies, and includes, but it cuts back and forth between all of the movies.
Right.
The good, it points out the good guys, the bad guys, the music goes with it, the love stories.
Yeah.
There are people that don't know.
Well, no, it's just there was a lot of kids in the audience.
It's just a different way of looking at
it. It was a different way of looking at it. The way it was edited was amazing. The music was phenomenal. Anthony Daniels, since the last time I saw him in 99. It's the last time I talked to the guy. He's aged a little bit, but
he
still looks
C-3PO,
really good.
Right?
Yeah, he was the voice of C-3PO in all the movies.
Yeah, pretty good about
played
that.
C-3PO in all of them, but episode one.
No, he played it in episode one.
He played the voice of C-3PO. He was not in C-3PO.
He was behind C-3PO.
No, there was actually somebody else there. We trust me. I did get to see
chat on this one.
Some of the 501st guys there, but I didn't get to say hi to Chris Candyman Andrews and the 501st guys that were.
Were they
fist.
In outfit?
Vader's yeah,
fist.
They were in costume. They were in costume. They had a little bit of Lucasfilm Archives on tour with them. So there was a Darth Vader costume, a Chewbacca costume,
nice.
A Yoda maquette, a Nemoidian costume.
And these were all things actually used in the movie.
For the most part. This Yoda maquette, there was no way they used it in the movie. It was just like, it's like your Yoda. A lot like yours.
Blockbuster Yoda.
Yeah, a lot like your Blockbuster, that kind of thing. Everything was behind glass. Mm-hmm. They had one of Emperor Palpatine's outfits. The costumes were phenomenal to see. Weapons and different things.
The Emperor's outfit is kind of easy to fake, though.
Yeah, but this
is just like brown burlap.
This one was actually kind of cool. The fabric looked like it would have been hotter than hell to wear.
Yeah, like real thick weave stuff.
It looked like it was made out of like a neoprene.
Yeah.
But the I'm not trying to figure out which outfit it was that he or it was one of the from one of the prequels.
No
outfits, but very cool. It was definitely worth traveling down there and doing it. Now, a big thank you to Chuck for finding the deal on those tickets.
Yeah, that's great.
But
I think you owe him a pop in the mouth for that.
Pow, right in the kisser.
We did stop at the I-80 truck stop,
the world's largest truck stop. Oh, you got to have biscuits and gravy.
No, we did not get biscuits. Ooh. We just stopped there to get some Dairy Queen.
You know,
did you take a shower? They have showers there.
No, I did not. I did not go to a movie.
There's also a dentist there.
Oh yeah, no. So, no, dude. Since the last time I've been there. It's increased in size.
Yeah,
the retail space in there has
it's huge
increased in size, 20-fold.
My thing is, world's largest truck stop. All the trucks are regular sized.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That is weird. You would think that they would have super big trucks.
Big trucks.
Yeah, just trucks at the world's largest.
There's these giant mushrooms, and the trucks run into them.
Yeah, exactly.
What just happened?
Yeah. Okay.
If it's mushrooms, it must be mushrooms.
Yeah. No, that's No, I love it because when Emily was in Indiana last summer, I would stop there that would be my last stop on the way back because I'd just about need my second tank of gas and stretch my legs and whatever. So I was a big fan.
They got a water park over there somewhere too.
Yeah, there's like a Holiday Inn. It's like a Holiday Inn with a water park.
There used to be a water park.
Wacky Waters.
Yeah.
Oh, it closed?
They closed.
I think so.
Yeah, it used to be right there off of.
It was right on the interstate.
Now it's like a training depot for the military.
Oh,
they used some of the water there, but for the most part, though, where they had like the zip lines and stuff, it's all gone.
That's sad.
I was disappointed because I was, thinking about maybe taking the kids there someday.
Go to Lost Island.
Go to Wassermann. It's closer yet.
Yeah, Lost Island. Sucks. Lost Island is actually good.
Lost Island. Yeah. That's the one up in Waterloo. My cousin's kids work there.
Yeah, good times. I watched the kid get a concussion on the toilet bowl ride.
Oh, nice. Kokomo Cove looks kind of fun.
Ride.
Okay, you sit on this. Like, you sit on this raft, right? And it's two of you. So it was me and Lisa, my husband. And we went down the chute, around the corner, and zoom out into the bowl, right? And you're going around in big circles around this bowl, and there's this little hole in the middle of the thing, and you're slowly making your way towards it. And I'm looking at this hole thinking, there ain't no effing way my butt is fitting through that hole. Isn't gonna happen. We get around, we get a little closer, water speed picks up, and suddenly, thump, you're through the hole. It was a hole that looked like it was maybe one half the size of my head.
And somebody threw a marble. I don't know. There's something
about speaking of giving birth.
Magic water.
I gotta say a big congratulations to two Ryans. Ryan and Lori Schoenhart gave birth to a little girl.
Well, just Lori. Lori gave birth.
Yeah, Ryan stood there.
Yeah. Ryan might have given some encouragement, but Lori did the hard work.
Right. They had a little girl, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Too many details. Mm-hmm. I'll let them do it.
Yep.
And then also to Hoagie, Ryan Hoagland and his wife gave birth to a little baby.
Kangaroo?
Yeah, I think it's a boy or girl. One of the two.
Little boy or girl?
A baby.
Dude.
It's a little boy or girl.
It's a little boy.
That's cool.
It's one or the other.
One or the other. But it's have to be. So congratulations to the Schoenharts and the Hoaglands.
Congratulations, guys. Yeah, that's awesome.
Congratulations Mazel to pup. Them for that.
Don't tell my wife.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Because then she'd be like, I want a baby.
Babies are contagious.
My stepsister-in-law, they had a baby form. He's going to be 4 months old.
Yeah.
So she was holding him at my father-in-law's birthday party yesterday. So it was like, when can we have 7 of these? And it's like,
it's going to take at least 5.3 years.
Yeah, exactly. And that's if we start now.
One, nice. 2, 3, break.
Okay, I'm gonna let you guys know in advance. There's going to be a little background noise because I'm going to turn the air on in here. It is getting stuffy again.
Yeah, it's getting.
So I'm just going to turn it on, turn it on low.
All right. I have a question for you, Chad.
Yes, sir.
About last week's show.
What about last week's show?
Well, the title of the show.
Yeah.
Is cops don't like it when they get lassoed.
Yeah.
Now, this is true. Cops don't like it. But I've listened to the show twice now.
Right.
And the reference that is referencing.
You listen to this show?
Isn't in there.
I don't listen to this show.
You were not finding it.
It was in there. We were talking about Red Dead.
Yeah.
And you said.
No, I remember saying it. About I remember what
cops,
I said.
And I said, cops don't like it when they get lassoed.
True. But it wasn't in there.
Yes, it is.
At what point? How far
right,
in?
Right in that section. When we were discussing,
you know what happened, Corey? I said something super hilarious, and somebody was laughing over the top.
Just so you know, I
couldn't hear it.
I don't listen to you while we're listening to the show. I can barely hear you. You sound like a Muppet.
Oh, last week's show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were on the mic.
Yeah, you had the hummy mic.
Then every now and then. Yeah, every now and then.
Oh, let's all become munchkins. It'll be fun.
I thought about it once or twice, becoming a munchkin, but.
Okay, so you're saying it's in there. I need to go back and find it again.
I swear to dog.
I swear to... Oh, be careful.
So
swear to dog too much, because he'll come here and he'll swear to dog.
So, listeners, that's your assignment this week, is to find Corey.
My kids already passed there. Everyone listened to last week's show.
Yeah.
I got a text from Nick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's what the word is. Here's what the word for Saturday is.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Keep putting it at the end, so he'll actually listen to the whole show.
And here's the phrase. You barely got those in. And I said, yeah, I didn't think about it until the very end.
Nice.
I already know what the word's going to be this week.
Cool.
Should be something like, where's Waldo at this rate?
I don't get it.
We have to all go back to last week's show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
See how long I don't know. Everybody was.
But, you know, Red Dead. What do you do?
Good game.
So.
Yeah.
So.
Grand Theft Horse 4.
Any of your kids moving out yet there, Corey?
No, my middle daughter's going to be moving out probably within the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Go to college, that kind of thing.
My son decided that
I know.
He's going to move out. I know you know, and probably my Facebook friends know.
Yeah.
But I started feeling old when he graduated.
Yeah.
And now I'm really starting to feel old because he's moving out. He's going to move out in August, the beginning of August.
Just remember, it doesn't matter how far away he moves, you're still responsible for his actions.
I am not. He's over...
he's more than 18 now.
Yeah, he'll be 19 in August.
He's responsible for his own actions.
Out as we speak.
Shut up. But yeah, he's gonna get an apartment with a couple guys. Now, we were on the fence about this whole thing until they came over and had this whole let me just grab it. It had this whole thing. This whole presentation
made up. A business plan?
It's like a business plan. It's in a presentation binder. And it's got pictures of Zach and this kid David and this other kid that he's going to move in with.
Why am I laughing? I haven't even seen this.
Got these pictures of them together at the front of the presentation. The complete guide to moving out. Or the complete moving out guide.
Anthony's
the way
song.
To put your minds at ease in this time where the idea or where the leap is necessary. Goes through his expenses.
Is this a PowerPoint presentation?
It's a printed out PowerPoint presentation.
Talks about his expenses, talks about his income, talks about college and financial aid, and Greg and David, the roommates, Gregory Duncan, he's 21, works at Hy-Vee.
You want to be like...
alcohol at his Hy-Vee discount.
Yeah. And then moving into these apartments, they have an indoor pool and all this other crap. And, you know, it's they put this whole presentation together.
You want to be like, why the hell didn't you work this hard in high school, kid?
No kidding. He had homework assignments that looked like total crap. Because
I'm pretty sure that was David that did that.
Oh, really?
No, it was the other one, I think.
Greg?
The other one.
Yeah. That could have been Greg, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was
the
that?
Other guy.
The other one.
See, I've never met these kids before that night.
They hang at my house all the time.
But now you had mentioned... that the one likes to make out with your daughter but not go out with her. Now I hear they're going out.
Are they going out?
That's what I heard.
That's not what I heard.
Okay.
If they are going out, good choice, David. Don't screw it up. I have an axe.
Nice. That reminds me.
I have an axe.
I do. And a chainsaw.
Change his name to Johnny and or Leatherface.
I also have friends that work for the federal government, so all is well.
Yeah.
They're sitting outside your door.
Those aren't my friends.
Oh, okay.
No, those are not your friends.
Oh, by the way,
not anyone's
friends. Recently contacted by the FCC. They said this phrase to me: if we catch you downloading any more damn TV shows, we're going to cut off your internet forever.
So the FCC sent this to you?
It was the FCC. Sent me a nice fat letter. No, it was the FCC.
Wow.
So the FCC won't let me be or let me be me, so let's be free. Okay.
So the fellas at the freaking FCC.
What happened to the Sony videotape Betamax?
Oh, yes. That was my counter statement, but I did have to sign a document stating that I would not break their rules anymore so I could get my internet turned back on.
Oh, your internet was actually shut off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you must download a lot of TV shows.
This is Strike 2. Well, yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. I actually cited precedent to them, and they're like, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, I'm not arguing any wrong. I'm just saying, like, they don't go after the little fish.
They really don't. I mean, they really don't care what the actual rules are. Because they wanted this power in 72 when they lost this lawsuit in the Supreme damn court. And now they're like, you know what? Everyone has forgotten.
Wanted it, though. It was the FCC and the RIA.
MPAA, RIA. FCC,
yeah,
all involved in the case.
They're all.
And FCC was the ones that brought the case to the...
It's because of the... Well, because the FCC, because of the money that comes in from the...
Exactly.
The people to pay these senators and whatever.
And they're saying, okay, the money gets... The shows get broadcast, but that doesn't mean they're yours. And the court disagreed with them vehemently.
Okay, so, right, like they were going to come in and take your videotapes of when you recorded ALF.
And this is essentially the same thing,
and they were going to go and they were going to arrest you if you gave your tape to your neighbor.
Exactly. You can't. I'm sorry, you can't share them. Yes, I can. I didn't charge him anything.
Yeah,
that's copyright infringement. If you're making money on someone else's content, yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, but the copy is better if it's digital. That's their argument.
The copy is not as good.
On a digital
what I'm getting are downloads of HD channels that have been downgraded in video so that they would match the AVI standard at 720 rather than 1080.
Right.
So the video isn't as good as it would be if I just copied it myself.
Damn pirates.
I know.
So does this mean I don't get my Clone Wars?
It means I'm going to have to find an alternate method. I'm already working on it.
And now that you've said that, I just watched The Crazies, so I'm looking at this picture of you in your house, and then they zoom out to this big satellite view with latitude and longitude.
FCC guys.
What was that Will Smith movie?
Catch Me.
Where he was being chased by Seth Green and
Enemy
Jack
of the
Black.
State.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
My issue with...
That was actually kind of neat.
Yeah, I just...
there's clear. It drives me crazy because they say, "Oh, you can't break digital rights management to make a copy of a DVD."
Okay,
that I bought and paid for.
That's essentially right. to wrong. That,
yeah,
everything that you own, you're allowed to make a backup
exactly.
copy
exactly.
of.
Exactly,
you can't make a backup copy of it. They just don't want you to break the encryption.
Right.
To make the backup.
The encryption is not broken anymore. They actually had to put it out there for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
So now everyone has the algorithm.
Yeah.
They might as well just not encrypt it at all.
I know.
But they do. And they change it all the time.
And they try.
The thing that drives me crazy is you buy a DVD. I bought a DVD.
Yep. You don't own the content. You just
3 seconds. 3 seconds at the beginning of every disc. FBI copyright infringement.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Except for one thing. One, I bought this and paid for it. Why are you showing me this?
Yep.
Two, if I didn't buy it and pay for it, do you think this is going to dissuade me? Because it's not.
Exactly.
Hey,
it's
stealing like movies is wrong.
It's like the gun laws, you
Would
know?
Would you steal a car?
Do you think by taking guns away from everybody that it's going to keep the crimes from happening? No. The people that have the guns that are going to commit the crimes are still going to get the guns, and they're going to commit the crimes.
Well,
you just won't be able to have a gun to protect yourself.
Once you've decided on a life of crime, you've pretty much thrown caution to the wind vis-a-vis laws.
But the issue is
gun laws really don't.
Most of the guns that are used to harm people or that do harm people, even if unintentionally, are registered and legal and
bought on Kevin Compass's credit card.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like...
Both of mine were.
They were bought on Kevin's credit card. Nice.
Where else would you get them?
Nice.
Black market.
His phone is ringing right now.
Yeah, no kidding. So, you know, that's my issue. It's like,
what did you buy?
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing.
I just bought a pack
to get a driver's license, you have to pass a test. But to get a gun license, you don't. Yeah.
See, in Maryland, you don't need to pass a test to get a gun license, but you do need to take a class and pass a test in order to actually own a handgun.
Ah, I like that.
I think that in order to have a gun, you should know how to use it. It should absolutely
safely.
Be mandatory. But the NRA doesn't want you to do that.
I feel
like
the same way about hammers.
Hammers? I'm fine with that.
I feel the same way about
how to use it.
Having seen people with less than all their fingers.
Oh, yeah.
I feel that way about all power tools.
I know that in order to use a ladder professionally, you have to know how to use it.
OSHA standards.
Yeah, and I know I certainly wasn't trained well in that respect because I found myself dangling from rafters more than once.
Yeah.
Because some a-hole knocked the ladder out from under me.
No, it's not that you're not using it correctly.
Laughed at you while you're hanging there.
My friend used to work in a warehouse, and they would... like the big thing they said is you never extend the forklift all the way to the top and stand on it.
That's true.
Because you'll knock that forklift right
over. But they'll do it. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's issues with that.
So
people getting killed and whatnot.
Right. Well, and the issue becomes, you know, like you need to do a minimum of making sure people are understand how to use something, and then you have to say, well, don't
be stupid.
Don't be a retard.
Yeah, sorry. And that's the problem. There's so many people out there that are actually stupid, and those of you who are listening who are stupid, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you, but if you are stupid, you know who you are.
No, you don't. That's the problem.
That is the
people
truth.
Are
and,
so
the
clueless.
Some
right.
of the people that are so stupid
just so
they,
you know.
That they think that they're not, and they be like vehemently, I'm not stupid.
One in every four people is stupid, and clinically stupid.
I think everybody's stupid.
If you can name, if you can think of three of your best friends, and if none of them are stupid, it's you.
It is you.
You're the guy.
Oh, crap, it's me.
I'm in it. I've done plenty of stupid things.
Yeah.
I've made
well,
four choices in my life.
There's a difference between doing stupid things and actually
being stupid.
Like,
right.
below average of intelligence.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, because...
Like Forrest Gump, for instance. He was stupid, but he did not do stupid things.
Right, exactly.
He accidented himself into a great life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but he's a moron.
Yeah.
Like, no fooling moron.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just reread Forrest Gump again for the fifth time. And that is one heck of a good story.
Yep.
I mean, it's very different. I reference in my article today. Did you see it?
Yeah, an article that...
I'm sorry.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
It got posted on
Eastern
Iowa Life.
Awesome.
EasternIowaLife.com.
.com.
Yeah.
That Dan wrote. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
It's kind of talks a little about the show and the listeners, and you guys get mentioned in there.
Which one of us is Forrest?
Me. Obviously.
Yeah. No,
I'm Lieutenant
Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. Magic legs.
The K-Man show is like a box of chocolates.
You
never know what you're going to get.
You never know who's going to explode in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid is a stupid dog.
Stupid is a stupid dog.
That's pretty much it.
That's crazy.
Somebody bit me. I got some ice cream, Lieutenant Dan.
I got shot in the buttocks.
I'm not a smart man, but I know how to do it.
But speaking of books, you know, for you, the listeners of this fine Can Man show.
How are you going to segue into the book we chose?
Yeah, good luck with that. Prepare for some gear grinding, folks.
The interrupted Qui-Gon says what?
Kapla! Anyway, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. This week, we've unanimously recommending The Klingon Dictionary.
As read by,
well, Michael Dorn's one of them that reads.
Michael Dorn does all the English stuff, and some other guy does the
Klingon.
Yeah.
So I used to have this book. I had it for a very long time, and yeah, that's pretty nerdy. Is it nerdy or geeky?
That's about it.
No, that's nerdy.
That's nerdy.
Geeky is good. Nerdy is not good.
No. See, geeks are overly enthusiastic people about things that aren't considered cool,
right.
But they don't lack social skills. Nerds right. lack social skills.
I don't know. I thought about...
Dude, a lot of geeks lack social skills.
It's been a while since I've read the book, but you know, you learn all these Klingon proverbs.
Those are nerds.
Yeah.
But yes, going to play a short excerpt of that book right now. Also going to play a song... by this kid I went to high school with. He's in this band out of Portland, Oregon.
Dude, if you went to high school with him, he's no longer a kid.
Well, right. But he's actually older. He was a year older than me, too. He was in the drum line at Wash. He's the drummer and the lead singer of this band called Smooch Knob. And the song I'm going to play is called what? Which one did I say I was going to play?
Explosion something.
Explosions, lights, and beer.
Explosions?
Explosions.
Oh
no, my head explode.
I'll fix it if it's not. But check it out, and if you like what you hear, I'll put a link on the website in the bottom of the show notes.
Jeg betror vad vi her Klingon mach.
Until recently, members of the Federation did not know much about the Klingon language beyond how it was used during battles.
And I wish I was cool, so I could be just like you. Then I'd have no problems hanging out with you. I wish I had a show tonight so you could come and see me. And we would rock you so completely, cause that's how we'd roll. And there'd be explosions, smoke, lights and beers. And there'd be explosions, smoke, lights and beers. And I wish I had an ad for Proactiv, and Jessica Simpson would be my girlfriend. And we'd get ill at all the clubs, we'd skip the lines, and she'd wear no panties in case I wanna come in. And there'd be explosions, smoke, lights and beers. Smoke, lights and beers. I wish I was cool, so I could be just like you. Then I'd have no problems hanging out with you. And I wish I had a show tonight so you could come and see me. We would rock you so completely, cause that's how we'd roll. And there'd be explosions, smoke, lights and beers. We'll be right back.
welcome back.
Pinchy.
That's not Klingon.
No, it's not, is it?
Sounds like Jabba the Hutt.
That's what it is.
No, that was Hutt's
Family Guy.
Yeah. Now you can get that book, or you can get any other title from Audible library. There's over 75,000 titles to choose from. Added every day. To get your free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman for your free audiobook. What?
I was just doing the invitation.
I was just lip syncing. Speaking of lip syncing, have you seen Trololo?
Yeah.
There is a Trololo remix. Have you seen it?
No, because I thought Trololo was the dumbest damn thing in the world. I'm either not hip enough or too hip, and I can't figure out which it is.
I've honestly not. You haven't seen
Trololo?
That's dumb. Okay.
It's some guy lip syncing to this like weird Norwegian Scandinavian folk song kind
is
of
he dancing.
No, he's like sort of wandering around the room, and the smiling real big.
And then Will Wheaton.
No, not that one.
It's pretty close to it though.
The Trololo remix, however, the guy in the original Trololo, he sings this song, but his lips hardly ever move.
Right.
So somebody remixed it to make it sound as if it were really
him
what he was singing without his lips moving. So it sounds like.
Nice. Yeah, and all he does is like he like moves his lips a little bit and he smiles.
All right. So Jamie, you said you had something to talk.
Yeah. No. My little niece. She saw Despicable Me today.
Despicable.
That's how she kept saying it.
Got it.
And she knows all the letters. I mean, she's giving me second grade. She know that's a word that you know I would have known then. Because Looney Tunes. There are no cartoons anymore. Are you repeating my last words? Are you doing that thing?
I used to do that. Okay, so.
In reference to something that happened
off the break. Yeah, off the break. Okay, no, seriously.
So despicable. You're
despicable. You know, and we were talking about the.
For the longest time, I didn't think there were any S's in that word. Right. I thought it was a TH.
We were talking about the big dog and the little dog.
Despicable.
Explode?
Yeah. Oh, no. My head explode. You know, we were talking about the little dog and the big dog. You know, the big bulldog and the little gippy dog that wonders. George is my hero because he is so brave and strong. You know,
and I would love him and hug him.
Well, no, that's a different one. That's the abominable snowman.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
But they're not on anymore.
No.
They're not like you can see them occasionally on Cartoon Network, but not like you used to.
They used to
be the only thing that was on Cartoon Network.
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies.
Yep.
I mean, when I was growing up, like there were, you know, there were
Crying
two children? Or three channels. Yeah, that too.
She's so upset at the fact that Looney Tunes are not available on TV.
You know, I don't blame her because that was my favorite cartoon.
Yeah, no, we watched those all the time. Like they'd be on for like an hour, hour and a half, like right around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and you know they'd be.
Well, that would also be what would close out Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah,
that was where I learned the concept that. Anti-heroes being the heroes.
Right.
Like, who didn't root for Sylvester to get that damn yellow bird?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You know. It's just sad. You know, and I know that the cartoons out there, there's a lot of really great animation happening right now.
Yeah.
The classic stuff is still, it still holds up. If you watch it, it still makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Good characters, good story.
Yeah, Tex Avery.
Look at
Tex Avery. Yeah, Tex Avery. Brilliant.
Adventure Time, that's on right now, reminds me a lot of Tex Avery's style,
okay.
Where Tex Avery would kind of just be out there.
Right.
That is
just do ridiculous things.
He would just do ridiculous things, and that's what Adventure Time reminds me of right now. It's all the ridiculous stuff, not quite as stylized as Tex Avery. This has got a very unique look to its... this thing's supposed to be a dog, and it's kind of scary looking.
That show made my spleen sad.
But the show is hilarious. It's well written, and I've watched the episodes, every single episode that's out there, at least twice now. Every single short, because it's made up of two shorts.
Yeah.
Every single short that's out there, at least twice now, and it's funny every time I see it.
Yeah.
Keeps getting funnier every time I see it.
Michael Keaton, Beetlejuice.
Yeah. But
I got it.
But well, that was for the listeners.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that movie too. But that show is great. That this weekend they have had a Scooby-Doo marathon on Cartoon Network.
Scooby-Doo. Classic and brilliant.
And it was the old episodes and then the crappy movies that were made up until now.
Oh, those are so bad.
There is starting tonight. Terrible. Tonight, Monday night, what is today, the 11th or 12th? 12th?
Today's
the 12th. 12th, yeah.
Yeah. There is a new Scooby-Doo series that's starting. But it looks like they smartened it up a little bit and improved the animation. It reminds me a little bit of the animation that's in the Venture Brothers.
Okay.
Kind of like
nice,
that.
Nice, nice.
And it looks pretty smartly written. I'm very much looking forward to seeing the premiere episode. I've seen clips from it this weekend during the breaks.
I hope they realize not to bring any of Scooby's cousins in.
Yeah, it was so scrappy.
Or don't make him chase seven freaking ghosts.
Well, this is the single worst cartoon character in the entire time.
It looks like, though, it looks like they realize that the Scooby-Doo viewers have grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so it looks more mature style storylines. It's a prime time Scooby-Doo.
So is Velma actually finally a lesbian?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Do they smoke doobie snacks?
I didn't get that far into it.
Wow.
But the animation looks really good.
You're taking this to a dark place.
Taking this to the Kevin Smith place.
Yeah, really.
I've got Kevin Smith on the brain because of that song on the brain.
Well, and that scene in Jay and Silent Bob.
Yep.
So I talked to our special guest, who is, when we started the break, is probably up by Cedar Falls. So... she's going to stop here on her way out of town, so if she's still here when we record, great. We'll catch her at the end of the episode. But if not, we'll do an interview with her, which we'll play right now.
What?
No, let's start their interview. So here we are. We are with, and I'm going to mispronounce your name, Titania?
Titania.
Titania.
I was
Get
right.
It right. You were right. I was wrong. I was close. But I see on Model Mayhem you have it spelled out just so. I suck at reading, so.
I do. I get Tatiana, which is wrong.
Right.
That's
I'm not
close.
Russian. That's not close. That's too many syllables. I get Titania, which is close to titanium. I think it's actually the plural.
Right.
Or the singular.
No.
I don't really know my Latin.
It's the name of a metal woman. Okay. Titania.
Titania, yeah. And then...
Or a land made of metal.
Maybe.
Ooh.
And my favorite mispronunciation, though, is Titiana.
Titiana.
Titiana. You gotta say it like you're Southern.
That's gotta be a South
Titiana.
Thing.
Hey, Titiana.
But isn't that appropriate for your type of modeling?
It is, sort of. But I actually got it from Shakespeare.
Right.
That's how I'm named, so.
Nice.
Oh, which,
Midsummer Night's Dream?
They're doing
Queen
that,
of the Fairies.
That. During that,
Bruce
or
Moore
currently during
weekend.
It. Yeah, at Bruce Moore. Bruce Moore is this... big mansion that's in town and
fancy pants.
Yeah, big fancy pants.
Nobody lives there though. It's weird.
Not anymore. Well, actually.
Well, you know, yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
But on the grounds they have this outdoor stage. They do this whole summer of shows. Great. Yeah. If you're around, you're not going to be. But, but you do theater and improv and
I do
modeling and you made the cover of Playboy's what?
Voluptuous Vixens for June, July of 2010.
That is way cool.
Yep.
So, how did you get into this? Get into modeling.
Well, I graduated with a degree in photography and theater design, mm-hmm. and no one actually pays artists, so I needed a job.
Right.
And I moved up to Green Bay to live with a good friend of mine, and I was surfing Craigslist, and someone needed an art model. And I figured, well, I can do that.
Right.
You know, I've taken figure drawing classes. I know how to photograph things. I can be a model. This can't be too hard. So I showed up to the gig. Did my job, and he said, wow, you're really good at this. Are you on Model Mayhem, OMP? Do you have an agency? And this was all French to me. No
right.
idea. So I checked out these websites, signed up, started just booking work like crazy, and then slowly but surely replaced. Well, not really replaced. I sort of fell into it because I lost 3 jobs in a matter of a week and figured if I could be making as much as I was modeling while holding down 3 jobs, if I concentrated on it really hard, I could probably make a living.
Cool.
So I've been doing that since 2007.
Cool. So if someone wants to book you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is either through my website, which is titanialyn.com. It's TitanialyN.com.
or through Facebook, which is Facebook/Titania Lynn, spelled the same way. Or if you're a photographer on Model Mayhem, it's modelmayhem.com/Titania.
Cool. Is there any way that we could link through to that?
Yeah, I could do that. Awesome. I could do that. Probably not a work-safe link, I imagine.
No, I'm really naked.
Yeah, you're really naked.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. My business cards.
Okay, blunt.
My business cards actually say I'm naked on the internet.
Really?
It just says Titania. I'm naked on the internet.
Awesome. And you're bendy, is what.
I am bendy. I am bendy. A former ballet dancer, gymnast, and cheerleader. I can stand on one leg and put my other leg and touch the back of my head.
I saw that picture.
Yeah.
I can do that.
In heels.
I need help from three large Scandinavian men.
And then things would get broken and
bar
shows the bone sticking out of
the amount of recovery time for me is a good 3 weeks.
I'd pay to see that. Yeah. I really would.
You know, the time I did it, no one paid. They said they would, but they lied.
Womp.
That's right. So now, working with Playboy, what was that like? I mean, did you get a meet half, or were you just with the photographers? Like, where were you?
I shot in Chicago.
Okay.
They've got their offices where they do most of the special editions work is out of Chicago, and I shot in a brownstone in, I believe it was the Gold Coast in Chicago.
Cool. And now, I imagine since it's no longer July, it's difficult to get a copy of the issue that you were in. If
it
someone
can
wants
be.
To get a copy, they can go through your website?
Through my website, there's a link on the Contact Me page. I believe you can just click, and it'll send me an email.
Okay. And then you autograph it if you want
I
them
do.
To.
I do. I autograph them in silver Sharpie, because silver is way cool because it's metallic.
Yeah, and the cover's kind of black and red, so that's really...
Yeah, it's really a lot of boobs.
Yeah.
A lot of boobs.
Yeah.
Actually, when you went to Barnes & Noble and they came in the plastic, mine don't... The ones I have don't come in plastic, unfortunately.
Right.
But the ones that did had a big Playboy bunny right over my cleavage, because apparently it's way too much for Barnes & Noble.
To have cleavage.
Too much cleavage.
I've seen, you know, there's guys that work there that I've seen them putting books on the racks that have more ass cleavage than you had on your face or on your chest.
That's a lot of ass cleavage.
Did you just tell her she had ass cleavage on her face?
He did. I think I'm going to punch him.
I didn't mean to.
Just a little bit.
It just came out like that.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
We need to put that in the best of right there.
For sure.
Now I'm blushing.
Aww.
That's awesome. So do you have any other Playboy things going on? I heard you were on, like, Playboy Radio.
I was on Playboy Radio. We talked about my bush a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's a big deal. Most Playboy models don't have a whole lot of hair going on.
Yeah.
So... I went to the casting call.
Hair bush.
Yeah.
Like hair pie, like talk about all the time.
What did you say? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm not that clueless.
She's talking about the president.
No,
shrubbery.
No. A good bush. I went to the casting call with what I normally have, which is like, you know, Dorito chip sort of thing going on down there.
Standard triangle.
Triangle. Because I figured it's hair. If they wanted it gone, they'd tell me to shave it off.
Right.
And I got called to do the shoot, and I showed up with exactly how I had it, expecting them to hand me a scissors or a razor or something like that. And George is the photographer, was just like, let's roll with it.
Yeah.
And it ended up being like the headline on the cover. It says, Boldly Brings Back Big Bush.
Nice.
See page 3.
Well, you know, I think that hair is on its way back. I mean, it really is.
I really think it is.
I'm glad it is, actually. I'm not going to go too far because I don't know if my wife will beat me to death. But yeah, Bush is back.
I would like my wife to be back in style again. I'm sorry, husband. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. That's crazy.
We can edit that out, right?
You can if you want to. But no. So, now you do the World War II reenactments and stuff. What all is involved in that? I mean, I know you do the whole pinup, dress up, and you... Have you been on, like, the Memphis Belle and all that stuff?
I've not gotten to be on the Memphis Belle. I took a tour of the Aluminum Overcast, which is owned by the EAA Museum. I just was there at Wings Over Waukesha just a few weeks ago near Milwaukee. So I got to take a tour of that, meet a bunch of pilots and gunners and things like that, a bunch of the vets.
I didn't catch your accent until just when you said a few weeks ago. Then you had your Wisconsin accent. I was just waiting for you to bust out the cheese.
Oh, the cheese. We're going to go to Sheboygan, and we're going to eat some brats and drink some beer, and it's going to be a good time.
And have a hot dish.
Nice. Or a casserole.
That was good.
A casserole.
You live in Milwaukee?
I do live in Milwaukee.
Nice.
And or as they say in Milwaukee, Mwaukee.
Mwaukee?
Mwaukee.
Mwaukee?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of MW Milwaukee.
Now, being in the home of beer in the United States, do you have a favorite? Because we do a lot of beer tasting here.
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
That's what I drink.
Champagne and beers.
Champagne and beers. Mm-hmm. I remember that from the 1999.
I remember that because
they had the best.
That was here.
They had the best ad on last year's Super Bowl.
It was High Life.
High Life.
It's one of my career goals to actually meet him.
Nice.
Yes, and it can probably happen.
It probably could.
Probably could.
Now that you're you know, big famous. Now, do you have any other? Are you doing any acting or anything like that?
Well, not at the current time. I'm not, because I find myself really busy with traveling around the country, taking bookings, and designing children's theater, and doing World War II reenactments and all of that stuff. So it's sort of on hold. But I just did 2 commercials.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah. One for Ho-Chunk Casino.
Ho-Chunk. Nice. Yeah. From Wisconsin.
Yep. In Baraboo. And then I did one for the Milwaukee Career College.
Cool.
So those were fun.
Nice.
Had nothing to do with the Playboy stuff and anything.
No,
so it was just totally different.
You were just kind of, like, did you play like a showgirl, or did you just do like announcement type stuff?
They actually, it was nonverbal, and they had me in front of some flashing lights, just kind of smiling and laughing, and, you know, oh, I'm having such a great time at the casino, you know,
that's
sort of
awesome.
Thing. And then the Milwaukee Career College one was just me in scrubs telling people to change their lives, pretty much.
So they could
go to school,
be a nurse, or work in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a college like that that's got those commercials running too. Cool.
They air on like the CW.
Yeah. Yeah, every
late night
Fox, you know.
Yeah, ours make me want to cry.
Yeah,
if I went and got educated, I might have me a job.
Cool. So now you're traveling from Milwaukee, of course, through Iowa,
yes,
and you're heading to you're on your way to California ultimately, and then back home again.
And then back home again. Yeah, cool. It's a big circle. We're going. I'm going to head to Boulder and then Salt Lake. And then head through Reno to Chico, and then down to San Francisco, and then down to Bakersfield, because I don't want to drive through L.A., because I don't really much care for the traffic there.
Right.
And then Phoenix, and then Albuquerque, back up to Boulder, and then back through Iowa, and back to Wisconsin.
Cool. Very cool. Well, if you want to book her again, check out her website. Give it to her one more time.
It's titanialynn.com.
Very cool.
One N.
One N.
One Y.
And
one L.
Yeah, something like that.
A few T's, a couple of I's.
So she knocked yours out of the park, buddy.
Yeah, so make sure you check her out, and I will have a link to her Model Mayhem non-work safe portfolio.
Yeah, don't click there if you're afraid of boobies.
Yeah, or Bush.
Or Bush.
Or Bush.
Or blue eyes or red hair. If you're afraid of those two, don't click.
No, your eyes are beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I grew them myself.
That's awesome. I bet your parents had some help.
Are they original equipment?
They are original. I am all original equipment.
That's very awesome. Cool.
Mine are store-bought.
And you can tell that by the pictures, too. But thanks so much for joining us here. And
well, thanks for having me.
I went grocery shopping today.
Really?
I want to share this. And I noticed that a guy alone in Walmart pushing a cart full of food gets different looks from different people.
Yeah.
What was the food in this cart? Was there anything?
Just regular
it's a week's worth of groceries, basically. I'm feeding my family because I'm a stay-at-home dad now.
Like 16 giant hams.
Until someone
gives
me a job.
Until what?
Like 16 giant hams, then.
Your older women give you looks like you're a dog driving a car. It's
fascinating.
Both confused and alarmed, basically.
Right. So the guys look at you like you're some sort of bitch or something?
You know, I didn't even look at the guys because I don't care. The younger women look at you with fascination and arousal. So, hey, look at that.
It must have been your
shop.
I think it was your Gremlin t-shirt.
Well, I am wearing this awesome Rolling Like a Rockstar, and I was dripping wet. Because I went in
the
rain.
Well, that might be it. Yeah, it's because you were moist.
I was very moist. I was, in fact, swampy.
Wow. Nice.
Swampy?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Good times. And people at Walmart won't go out into the rain because they'll melt again.
Do you think you're going to make like the people of Walmart pictures?
Oh.
That website is amazing.
Every time I go to Walmart, which is very rarely, as I hate that place, I just hate the people who work there generally.
Yeah.
Despite my
we've just lost
except for Butters.
Walmart yeah. employee.
Wait, doesn't
except
Butters
for,
work
except
there?
For Butters,
Butters is a manager.
Except for Butters and my my brother-in-law Mark and his fiance Tammy. They're all very nice people. But,
I have two cousins.
But generally, when you go there and ask for help,
yeah,
you get the blank stare. Like there's nothing behind the eyes.
See, I always assume that it's my fault. I go up to someone in electronics and say, excuse me, I need to find a phoneless cord, please. They look at me like I'm mentally disabled.
See, I go to Radio Shack and I make stuff up. I need a 15 diode switch. And they're like, I don't think we have those.
15 what?
A 15 diode. You need a
15 volt transistor diode ring
switch? Yeah, exactly. I just start making stuff up. Like, I start pawing through the switches, and then I, like, yell over to the guys just to keep it. Because you only go to Radio Shack when you want terrible customer service and overpriced electronics goods.
And almost angry for cables.
You would think that you would get better deals on cables. No, you're paying like two or three times the price. Yeah. I just got off of Amazon the same cable at Radio Shack and Best Buy.
It was like 30 bucks
a cable for both places on average.
Uh-huh.
I got Worst it for a penny on Amazon.com plus $3 shipping.
Yeah. What kind of cable was it?
It was a 15-foot USB cable.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's like if you know how to search on the internet, if you need like little electronics parts, like little switches or whatever, there are Chinese companies that will let you buy 100 for less than you could buy one at Radio Shack.
Yeah, right.
Not that you need 100.
Because I'd buy 100. They only ship them in lots of hundreds, so you have to.
I'd have 100.
Like in Batman Begins.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that was 10,000, but still, yeah. Oh, it's the same thing.
Oh,
yeah,
totally. There's a price break at 20,000.
Nobody will get suspicious about this.
That's when I tell my wife, there's a price break at 100, and she's like, it's still cheaper.
I'm going to take the rest of them and decorate the yard.
Yeah.
And decorate me. Come in with switches up my nose.
Nice.
Yeah. You tried turning him off and on again.
Have you tried plugging and unplugging your husband?
Has anyone noticed that Jamie's got a mute switch in the back of his head?
Oh, she wishes. She wishes.
I'm glad I'm tall.
She has like an inch on me, so I'm done for.
That's crazy. So we're getting ready to go on our vacation here pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so we'll be skipping a week while we're gone.
Holiday road.
Yeah, well, going on a cruise.
Ooh.
And basically what it was is Connie realized that Christina graduated college this year and Zachary graduated high school.
Realized?
And Connie decided to retire. So we're kind of celebrating all those things all at once. So
that's great.
Connie and Steve are springing for a trip for us to go to on a cruise, which is going to hit Haiti, the Bahamas, Mexico, and all these other places. So we're going to I found out this week we're going to swim with the dolphins.
That's cool.
And we're going to swim with the stingrays.
Lisa told me you were going to the Alaskan cruise. You started in Haiti. I was like, that's
going
to be a
we're not going to Alaska.
The Alaskan cruise, I hear, is gorgeous.
I hear it is, too, especially this time of year. Not going on the Alaskan cruise. Yeah. I'm going on to the equator in the summertime.
Oh yeah,
you know,
because that's the way to go. Give me an Alaskan cruise.
I think you still have to pay to get off the Bahamas too.
But we're going on the Freedom of the Seas, which is the second largest ship out there.
Yeah,
and yet still quite easily sinkable. Remember that.
Right.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
The bigger one just came out. Just like this last year. So this was the biggest ship in the world up until like last year.
And it's like a floating city.
It is a floating city. And it's bigger than the Titanic. And I'm like, you know, Christina, I should have our kids watch the Titanic before we go.
That's a good idea.
You know.
Yeah, that won't freak them out.
Their minds. Wait,
where were we staying? Steerage?
We should do that.
At least you got a great big seaplane down there, though.
Yeah. I mean, but there's that.
Well, on this ship, the steerage is like the first class on the Titanic. It was all underwater, so it doesn't really matter.
So, yeah, I was thinking about getting the kids to watch the Titanic. And
then, maybe after they get back.
What's a good airplane crash movie? Alive.
Ooh, is I do it? Like Alive. I do like Alive.
Alive is an excellent crash movie if you want your kids never to fly anywhere.
First episode of Lost.
Ooh, Hero.
Hero.
With Andy Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was that one was not...
That's actually kind of uplifting.
I recall that being not bad.
Yeah.
And Alive, he survives.
Alive actually was also uplifting-ish if you're not one of the people that was eaten.
Yeah.
My thing about Alive, and I just can't take it seriously anymore, is because it has Aaron Neville at the very end singing Ave Maria. And that real wavery high voice of his,
oh, like in the
Ave Maria. I can't do Aaron Neville.
Dude, that is weird, freaky, weird. He sounded just like him.
At least it wasn't like
Randy. We need to get a magic marker and put a thing on his face.
I did not sound anything like Aaron Neville, but I appreciate it.
Crazy.
Oh man.
But I'm looking forward to this cruise thing.
No, that's all right.
It sounds like it's gonna be great fun.
You guys are going at the right time.
What was the movie with Gene Hackman? And
Hoosiers?
Kurt Russell.
Hoosiers. Waterworld?
The lady who played Aunt Bee in it.
Gene Hackman, Kurt Russell, and the lady that played Aunt Bee.
Didn't
she die in 1974?
Yeah, it was an old movie.
Okay.
It was about this cruise line.
The Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah,
and that wasn't the lady that played Aunt Bee. That was Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters. Whatever.
It's like, lady who played Aunt Bee.
She looks like lady.
You know, they did an update of it recently, and the update was just awful.
The original
first one's bad.
The first one was awesome.
No, the first one was good.
I liked it a lot.
For its time. The special effects,
it's like
not
movie.
So much, but back then that was a top-rate movie because they actually had special effects.
The acting in it was phenomenal. I thought Gene Hackman played this priest, and I believed it.
They built a room that was upside down for this movie.
That's pretty impressive.
Before that, they'd never done that before.
No, really?
No upside-down room.
He's so full of crap.
No, seriously. This was the first upside-down room that they actually built for cinema that they could play it side up and flip it over.
Oh, you're talking.
Oh, so it was rotated.
One of those big gimbals.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see that. The movie's engaging. The acting's phenomenal. I think it won Academy Awards.
Yeah.
The original Poseidon Adventure.
When the thing flips over, you got to watch for how many chairs fall because not all of them do. Some of them are apparently nailed to the surface,
Dude,
which would make.
Look at the back. There's Jamiroquai.
Nice.
Visual joke on an audio medium. I was looking for
it. Heard that one about us again.
a priest, a rabbi, and an Indian chief walk into a bar. Bartender looks up and says, "What is this? Some kind of joke?"
Yeah. That was like Tony last week. This one stuck with me when he goes, "A baby seal walks into a club."
I like that one.
That reminded me of a guy who said, I would drill for oil in a baby seal's head if I thought it would bring down the price of gas just 10 cents.
That's
up 10 cents today.
I know.
Yeah. It's back up to what, 280?
No, 269.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it went down 10 cents over the weekend, though, so it's like it's been fluctuating pretty regular.
Oh, I have to complain. Walmart is a liar.
Walmart's a liar.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's not a liar, but it's tricky.
No, they're liars. They're okay. Dead.
What's the liar?
Unless they change. Okay, for the longest time, they've been selling cases of pop for $5.
That's not what I was talking about.
Okay.
And I went there today, and it's $6.48 a case. Okay. And
did it have a rollback sign on it?
No, it didn't. Yes, it did actually.
Yeah.
$6.48 a case, and so it's gone up $1.50. Not that big a deal. I mean, it's
But that ain't no rollback.
But on the thing, it says was $6.89. But my question is, when was it $6.89?
They do that.
After it was $5.
Did that?
Did they change it to $6.89 for 8 minutes and then switched it?
No.
I went to Walmart once and I noticed, I was there the week before.
Yeah.
Six packs of Pepsi were, the 24-ounce bottles were $2.99.
Yeah, they were $3, yeah.
And then the next week I went in, they were $4.89 and it said was $4.99.
Yeah, yeah, because they can't say we're screwing you.
I wrote on the sign... No,
it wasn't.
For $2.99.
God, I wish I had a Sharpie with me. That would have been everywhere.
Dan always has a Sharpie. He's an artist.
A Sharpie on my person.
Especially now that he does a show, he's going to sign an autograph,
That's great.
Angry Amy comment here.
My issue with Walmart is, among a thousand issues with Walmart, is they put their gas price up there. And everyone in Iowa, because the mid-grade has the ethanol, the extra ethanol in it,
right,
yeah. puts the mid-grade price on the sign.
Yeah.
Well, Walmart has the ethanol. They buy the ethanol in all of their blends. So all of their gas is always 10 cents cheaper than everyone else because they get the tax breaks.
Yep. Right.
But they still put the mid-grade sign, the mid-grade price up on the sign. So they're, like everywhere else, mid-grade's the cheapest,
but
it's not there.
Yeah.
Because they, so...
Yeah, their low grade is the cheapest.
Their low grade is the cheapest.
Depending on the day of the week, Hy-Vee has got
the one cheapest. On Edgewood?
Yeah, if you go to the one on Edgewood, you go in and you buy a pack of gum in the store or
yeah.
whatever the discount price is, and then you get like 10 cents off or 14 cents off. I yeah. see like 15 cents off
oh,
your gas.
Oh, like that's yeah. like a but, and then you Sundays, spin the wheel, you take your chances
yeah,
of Hy-Vee.
Yeah, because right? some days it's 3 cents.
Yeah, some right. days it's 14. Oh, it's,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
prices.
We last week they had some special at Hy-Vee where it was $5. You can eat pizza from their pizza buffet, or all you can
pizza?
Eat Chinese for $5. And so we went there on Thursday.
See, all I can eat Chinese is a lot. All I can eat Chinese food from Hy-Vee, not nearly as much.
Dude, the Edgewood Road Hy-Vee has awesome Chinese food.
It very well. I've never had it from there. I've just had it from a couple other of them, and it's not.
Some people see me coming and they shudder.
I gotta say, I love their
I don't
chicken.
Eat their stinking rice.
Mongolian chicken. It's with chicken and onions, basically.
Yeah.
The, Never Kiss Me Again meal.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Mongolian chicken.
All right.
I could tear that
stuff up.
Yeah.
Nice. I like their sweet and sour chicken.
Nice.
I like their general. Well, I don't know what they call it. Their General Tso's chicken.
General Tso's. Yeah.
But I don't think they call it that there. They call it like.
I'm
Emperor's
pretty sure.
chicken or something
they have
like
Emperor's
that.
Chicken. They also have General Tso's chicken.
Isn't it the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
The
They're
vegetables
both spicy.
They put in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get them without vegetables regardless because I hate vegetables, obviously.
Then how are you? Oh, never mind.
See, my wife hates fruit. Like
That's
she
like
likes
saying I'm getting mugu gai pan, but I don't put snow peas in it.
She likes cooked vegetables, but she doesn't like raw vegetables, and she will not eat any fruit at all. She just despises the taste of fruit.
That's weird.
Thank you. People that don't like fruit and vegetables, I don't understand. You know why they taste good? Because they have all kinds of vitamins and nutrients. They're really good for you.
I do like fruit. I do like some vegetables, but generally when I'm eating Chinese food, I don't care for the vegetables in Chinese food.
Okay, you know, I like vegetables if they've been caramelized, and I don't mean glazed with caramel.
No.
No, you mean
But
like
I love the word,
down.
Caramel.
Like onions.
So when I'm caramelizing my onions and peppers,
oh, yeah.
they come out like noodles.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've washed away all the good stuff.
I love all vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love all fruit and all vegetables. Because they're good for you.
Where do mushrooms fall into that list?
Are you trying to brown nose to the vegetable king
no.
or something? I just love vegetables because they're good for you. Mom, listen, I eat my vegetables because they're good for you.
Do you know what
good.
Else is good for you? Red meat, chicken, and pork in moderation. If done properly, you could make a rounded diet using all these things. With
yeah, I
breads,
can tell by looking at your gut.
And like, no, very, yeah, very round.
I'm down 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
That's what Dan eats.
Dan
but
you
it
know
doesn't
what?
Matter because I eat all the same crap you guys
I was
going to
say, you don't
I
count.
Right.
You have what's known as a metabolism.
Yeah, my metabolism shut off when I turned like 21.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, the way I used to eat when I was 19 puts the way I eat now to shame.
Yeah.
Like, I could eat anything.
Yeah.
But I was working out 5 days a week, 3 days a week at least, lifting weights for at least an hour.
Yeah.
And I also was young, so I had a metabolism.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just waiting for Zachary's metabolism to shut off because he's built like Dan is.
Yeah, don't be too gleeful,
tall and
though.
Skinny. And when that metabolism shuts off, that kid is going to look bigger than me because his diet, all he eats is Hot Pockets. Pizza rolls,
yeah,
or pot pies.
I don't want to sound like the Zen master here, but if he gets a good woman in his life, it will never happen.
I got a good woman in my life, and you know what?
I blame you.
I gained all the weight because she's a damn good cook.
Yeah,
I gained.
Yeah, no, marriage has made me fat and happy.
I'm fat and happy.
I'm doing all my own cooking now. That's why
I like to cook.
That's why I'm losing it.
I cook as well. Today I cooked. This morning, I cooked half a pound of bacon. I didn't eat all this by myself, though. 10 eggs and half a dozen sausage patties. And I did not eat all that, but I shared it
good.
With you all. But we're gonna have... We're actually going to use what was left over in Shipwreck tomorrow night.
So nice.
We're going to make some Shipwreck.
That's, yeah. I was like, I didn't eat this all. Good, because you'd be dead.
Yeah, it would kill you.
I used 6 eggs this morning for breakfast. I only managed to cook two of them. The other four
I hate that.
Yikes. Yeah, I opened up the... We buy our eggs in bulk, apparently, because we're big egg eaters. And I pop it open, and there's two broken ones in there. Well, we're going to clean that out. And as I'm doing it, one of them jumps out of the thing and hits the ground.
Did it start frying? And
yeah.
No, open up your fridge, and it went... That would have been cool.
There is no
I tried to
Dana,
grab another egg and pull it out, and I ripped it in half. You ever ripped an egg in half?
Yes.
You gotta want it.
So I think it was stuck in the bottom.
Yeah,
of
it was stuck because there was a little bit of egg juice in there.
Oh, well, then just remember the next time someone asks if you're a god, you say
yes.
Damn it, Ray!
Nice,
great movie.
Great movie.
Great video great game. Movie.
Yo, yeah, the Ghostbusters video game, that was pretty
really when, good. When's the third one going to come out?
Not sure yet. I haven't heard any new news.
Are they actually
there.
All going to be gonna there? Do it. Are the original cast to
the
cage over?
The cast are going to be there.
Have you seen these guys?
I heard a rumor that, spoiler alert, I don't know if this is true or not, but Venkman's going to be a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Well, he would only want to be in it. Bill Murray thinks that a great idea is if they did one, he would be in it if within the first 10 minutes they killed him and he became a ghost for the rest of the movie.
It's a good line.
It's absolutely wonderful. Imagine that.
Yeah,
that's great. It'd be cool.
But they're all getting on in years. I mean, Bill Murray's the only one that actually still looks
like Bill Murray.
Aykroyd looks like himself. He looks like himself in Driving Miss Daisy, doesn't he?
He looks like a much older version of himself.
Yeah,
he looks like himself.
He's 65 now, isn't he? Or
he's
even a little more than that.
Yeah,
I mean, Bill Murray's damn near 70. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Murray looked pretty good in Zombieland.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but he's still damn near 70.
Not a spoiler.
No, actually,
that was... already seen Zombieland.
I actually didn't get to see him very well in that movie with the makeup that he was wearing, so I don't know how good he looked.
Yeah.
But he was awesome in that movie.
Speaking of
please don't touch that. It's still tender.
Cameos. Yeah. I saw The Crazies, and I saw Bruce Downey. And
He was in the credits. I haven't seen The Crazies yet. I know he's in there.
He's at the end.
Yeah, he's in the credits.
Yeah. So if you want to see Bruce Downey, you got to watch the credits.
Bruce Downey,
or you can watch the news.
Who for the listeners outside of Cedar Rapids is our local newscaster.
Long time newscaster, sort of an institution. Been like 25 years.
Used to have
years.
This really awesome porno stash.
He youthened himself up by shaving it, but I can still see it every time he talks.
He got rid of it. And apparently if you join this group on Facebook, if he gets like 10,000 people to join it, he'll grow a stash back.
Really? How's he going to do that? He's going to have to take a vacation. Otherwise he's going to have this half stash.
I think he's one of those dudes that, like, you know, he can just will a mustache out. Pop. Like,
you may be right, because you can actually see it while he's talking.
Like,
trying to come out.
I had this thin veil of flesh.
I had a friend one of my best friends in high school, my roommate, senior year, we had an apartment together, and it's like he would show up to work, you know. And I knew he shaved in the morning. It looked like he'd been growing a beard for like 3 days. He'd been like 6 hours.
Wow.
Zachary has a
suit.
Friend.
That's what.
Wow.
Jeff. Okay. He went all the way from junior high through high school with him. Junior high school, I thought he was one of Zach's teachers because he had a beard.
Huh?
In seventh grade.
Yeah.
Dude had a beard and a mustache.
That's the growth hormones that they're putting in the McDonald's.
Yeah,
it is.
He said in his conspiracy voice.
Yeah. I don't think that's in McDonald's. I think it's in the milk.
Yeah.
That might be
that too.
Yeah.
That too.
Either way, more
well,
a combination
cow.
Of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's And then he wakes up one morning, his testicles won't fit in his underwear anymore.
He goes from, hey, Dad, to hey, Dad. My son did that. Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, to hey, Dad.
Yes.
My
in
little
like
brother
two
did
days,
that.
His voice never cracked. Never went, when he was talking. But I called home once, and I hear, hello. I'm looking, who's at my house? All right, who is this? It's your son. It's Miles.
People were calling here, and Zachary sounds a lot like me on the phone.
Yeah.
So yes, they were calling here, and he would answer the phone, and my mom would be like, so what are you doing, butthead? This is what my mom calls me. And it was like, who?
Is she a Biff Tannen fan?
It's me, Grandma. Why you call me Grandma?
Because I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah, and people would be like, Chad, what's going on? I'm sure you've had conversations.
I've done it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, my Wednesday word of the day is vestibule. If you spell it correctly, you'll get extra bonus. Don't look it up, cheaters.
Put your BlackBerry away, cheater, before I kick you out. Douchebag.
I'm not a douchebag.
Butt scab.
I'm a douche
butt scab.
Yeah. Dude, there was a kid at the shop way back when.
Jake?
No.
Somebody before
some
Jake.
Some random kid.
Yeah. Called somebody a butt scab?
Yeah. So no, Dan, this random kid was called
Dan
a butt
and
scab.
I, Dan and I used to work at the comic shop on First Avenue when Dr. Abernathy owned it, and Brian Humphrey was the manager. I was the assistant manager. And we would... That was
this
like
was the
ultimate job. The ultimate job.
Nice. Everybody's got their summer that they look back on, and that's the summer that you think of when you get those warm thoughts and the times with
that,
friends.
That's when I met Kevin. That's when I met Fuji. That's when I really got to know you.
Yep.
That's when I met so many people. Tooker, who you mentioned last week, yeah. And that whole group of people... is the whole basis for my current circle of friends.
Yeah. It really is.
I mean, all of those people kind of, from that circle of friends popped up. Danuk popped up.
Crawdad,
Kale, the whole group of people. Yep. And then all of these people have intermingled with Corey. I don't know about Jamie. Jamie's kind of new to the area.
Yeah,
but,
I'm still pretty new.
You know, it's just crazy how all these people just kind of started intermingling, and then you're like, oh my gosh.
See, it's funny. I had a few false starts with your group of friends.
John Rawl.
When I first moved back to town, I ended up at a party at Abe...
Abe Pagoda's?
Abe Paterka's.
Yeah.
Abe Paterka's house.
I ended up there and met a bunch of people, and then I kind of floated off to my own little thing, and then was drawn back again by other people, and I was like, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, there's
you.
That whole CIA circle
it is.
Friends.
It's really weird, because, like, my sister-in-law went to high school with Ian.
Yeah.
From Frightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
in Austin, she went to Lisbon, Mount Vernon.
Oh no, she knew him somehow or another. Okay. She knows him somehow. I thought she went to high school with him. I thought he went to Kennedy.
No. He grew up in Lisbon.
Yeah. Or she went to Jeff, rather. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's just weird, like, that. And then, you know, stepsisters and in law and all that, like, so on Facebook, there's this really weird circle of friends that, like, have, like, I have friends in common with people who I know through entirely different ways, but right. Mostly I'm a loner. You know, I'm a lazy man. Like, if you want to like hang out with me, I'm more than willing to hang out, but I'm not going to go out and do anything.
Right. We know.
I know.
I've tried to get you to do something.
I know.
Hey, you. I know you.
Yeah. How do I know you? Yeah.
The way I look at it is, I kind of picture the Olympic rings.
Yeah.
There's all these different circles of friends that I have, and they
exactly
all intersect
it.
Somehow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And it really is cool.
Gives you
kinda
a nice,
like,
warm feeling.
One time, Kale took me over to John and Jen's house and played D&D. And at that table when we were playing D&D was Joel Leahy, was Danuk, was Kale, of course. And then, you know, that circle of friends right there. Come back to Ryan and Lori. Ryan is from Wisconsin. Come to find out, he went to college with Joel, and so that circle of friends is there. But Ryan was in the circle of friends before, you know, I knew Joel. And then there was the whole Amanda. Well, it was Amanda Hale then. Amanda Hale was friends with Lori, who came out and hang out with the Forest. And then Ryan and Lori met, and she brought Ryan out one night, and then they now are married and have a kid. And that's, you know, just all kind of how weird how all these people are intertwined.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, I like twine.
I like intertwine.
I think that's a nice note to end on.
Twine. Yeah. That is a nice note.
That's a nice note.
So we're going to play a song tonight as we end the show called Goodbye by Smooch Knob. Smooch Mob?
Smoochie Boochies.
Smoochie
Boochies.
And again, in the show notes, the bottom of the show notes, there'll be a little, widget?
Yeah.
With Smooch Knob CD on it. You can go there, and if you buy it from the widget, or buy a track that you like, we get a little money from that.
If you buy a track, we get a very little bit.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you again to Audible.com. Thank you to Titania. And thank you to you guys.
Yeah. Make sure you go visit Eastern Iowa Life. Check out the article. And
check us out on Facebook. There's a link to the article on Facebook.
Don't forget about the CIA show that was last week. If you didn't go to see it, then you missed it.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big improv comedy thing
last week.
And so
we
thanks
like
so much for listening. This has been episode 95.
I believe
95.
So.
Yep. 95.
Wow. What? I got to start planning that 100.
Time flies.
Oh, you know what we didn't do?
What?
We didn't do the flashback.
Oh,
you need to throw a flashback in there.
Okay, flashback. It's going to be Butters, the first Butters Chubby Chaser moment.
Oh, my. I remember that.
It's going to be the one where... now we'll just start with the first one. The first Butters Chubby Chaser.
Good. Do it.
We'll play that. We'll play that.
About it,
but
we'll
play it after the end of the show. So after the songs and after the thank you for listening, stick around. We'll play the first Butters Chubby Chaser at the very end. Rock them.
All story. Right. Keep an eye out for it.
There we go. Peace out.
I went away today. I went somewhere in my head, but that's okay. I left you my body. Take away the pain. I heard everything. I may be dead, but I'm not crazy.
Again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see. I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
I thought Butters was going to be here to try out some of my candy.
No, Butters. I got to call him because he's got a segment that we're going to be doing called Brian Butters Bodensteiner Chubby Chaser.
What?
So if I could get him to call him.
What?
If I call him and can record it, we'll get the Chubby Chaser on this episode.
What kind of a Chubby Chaser is he?
He chases chubbies. That's all I'm going to say.
Is he a chub himself?
No. Butters is a real skinny dude. Okay. But he digs the chubbies.
Mm-hmm.
And he chases them.
Well, I heard he was going to join eHarmony on his Facebook page.
I think he's kidding.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know. But
I might just join eHarmony to mess with him. If that's
so
he doesn't listen to this, right?
He listens.
Damn it.
Hi, Brian. But if we do get this recorded, I'm going to play it right.
I dig Walmart dudes.
Right now.
Butters, the chubby chaser, he's Butters, the chubby chaser. He likes him big, he likes him round, he's Butters, the chubby chaser.
Butters like his girls big.
Well, I'm going to check in here with Butters, who's live on location. Where are you, Butters, chubby chaser?
I'm actually hanging out in front of McDonald's tonight. They just the trans fat content, so I'm hoping for the best.
Sweet, sweet. So you had any prospects so far yet?
There's three was supersized, but we'll see where it goes from there.
So, you know, this being the first Chubby Chaser check-in, what would you, what's really got you turned on to these chubbies there?
You know, I think I should probably put a disclaimer on there. It's not just chubbies. I'll sleep with anything. I mean anything.
All right, Butters. So, McDonald's...
I'll cast the net out, see what I get.
Casting the net out. So, what is there a particular McDonald's that you have better luck at here in town?
I'm just scoping them all out. Oh, you know, KFC went away from the fried food, so that's out.
Yeah.
They have the unfried chicken now, so.
Yeah.
But no McDonald's in particular, I guess. I'm just looking for whatever car in the parking lot has bad shocks on it.
So you're looking for a car with bad shocks and a driver with low self-esteem?
That's right.
Awesome, awesome. Well, do you have any idea where you're going to be next week?
Not yet. I'm thinking definitely Subway's out probably.
Yeah, Subway's
probably
out.
Maybe Chick-fil-A, maybe hit the malls.
But you know, Subway, you know, there's the reverse psychology, you know. A lot of people are going to Subway because Jared, you know, he lost all that weight.
That's true. They might be looking there. But I think there's actually a Liam Bryan by Chick-fil-A. I think I might hit that up.
Sit at Chick-fil-A and watch the Liam Bryan chicks?
Yep. Just watch them head on over.
Do you have any opening lines? Hey, that seem to be working for you?
Ooh, you dumped french fry.
Oh, my God. All right, dude. Well, thanks for checking in, Brian. Brian Bodensteiner, Chubby Chaser.
At large.
Letters like his girl's big.